Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. We're going to continue our conversation today about the workplace, but we're going to shift just a smidge. We started out talking about anxiety in the workplace. Then we talked about incivility in the workplace. Now we're going to talk about sort of some aspects and components of having a healthy,
good work day,
mm-hmm. Good work environment.
Right.
And part of that's going to, you know, certainly this is related to, you know, not being too stressed or anxious right. about work. And it's mm-hmm. going to certainly include not being too incivil at work.
Incivility.
Yeah.
If you're uncivil, you create incivility. I think.
Incivility. Incivility.
Right. We talked about the rudeness, you know, that most of us have experienced
right.
rudeness in the workplace.
Absolutely.
95%. So this is, what would an ideal, right?
Right. And it's written by the same
right.
author that did the one that on incivility, and this mm-hmm. is Michelle McQuaid.
Right.
And it's entitled, What's Your Ideal Well-Being Day?
Right.
And so she interviewed another person that talks about, you know, mm-hmm. What is a good work day?
Right. And the idea being that if you could create, if you could create the perfect work day, what would it look like?
Right.
Then immediately, that's not going to happen
right.
every day.
Okay? Right.
So get used to the idea that you're not going to have an ideal work day.
Right.
And that because of that, you have to find ways to deal with the incivility or the rudeness or the stress or
right.
the anxiety that comes by in your work life.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of this comes down to some of the things we think about in cognitive behavioral psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, you have to know what your ideal looks like.
That's right.
So that you can hone and massage mm-hmm. your day or your life to look like that.
Yeah, you can't.
It won't always look like that.
Right. You can't just complain about what
right.
is. You have to know what you want. How do you define a good work day?
Right.
And then work to achieve that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Far too often we complain and we criticize and
right.
we gripe mm-hmm. about things, but we fail to really take the steps needed to change it or to make it what it needs to be.
That's right.
Or we want it to be. So.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that sometime.
Yeah, that free-floating anxiety and undefined stressors and all that stuff. No, figure out what you want your work day to look like.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want your office to look? How you want to operate? How you want to do things during the day?
Right.
Now, this time, the writer interviewed another
right.
professional.
Yeah. This time, Duncan Young.
Right. Lots of experience
right.
from.
Duncan Young talks about. He's head of workplace health and well-being at Lend Lease.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
a company. Right.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I assume so.
Big company, and he's in charge of these issues, well-being, workplace
yeah.
well-being, at this large company.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he deals with it every day.
Right, and they talk about the fact that it's impossible to avoid stress. It's impossible
right.
to avoid incivility completely.
Right.
So sometimes we just have to figure out a way to cope and to manage that.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
again, sort of thinking about our workday from the perspective of what would our ideal workday look
right.
like
mm-hmm.
is going to help us move in that direction.
That's right. And I had not seen this word before, but he identifies two types of stress.
Mm-hmm.
One is the stress that you feel that energizes you
right.
because you have a project, you're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's stressful
right.
because you have to complete it and there are deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
There are people, there are team members that you're working with and you want to meet their deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates stress, but it's a productive stress.
Right.
Okay. And he calls that
eustress.
Had you ever heard that before?
I had not. But when I read it, you know what it made me think of? It made me think of these other podcasts I listened to about J.R.R. Tolkien and
yes.
some of his work.
Mm-hmm.
And the person in that podcast talks about the idea that Tolkien promoted called eucatastrophe. and it's EU catastrophe. And what that means is something that happens, something unexpected that happens, something mm-hmm. dramatic that happens, that actually moves in a positive direction. Sometimes it's lucky. Sometimes we think of it as chance, but it's something specific that happens to move in a positive direction. And so that prefix of you must suggest a positive turn to it. So you stress would be stress that promotes or moves you in a positive direction.
Well, we talk about dysphoria.
Right.
If you are dysphoric.
Right.
So euphoric
right.
is happiness.
Right.
So it's the opposite of dysphoria.
Yeah.
But I had not seen it
in that
as
way.
A prefix to stress.
Yeah.
So there's positive stress,
right.
like there are positive feelings
right.
or positive outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a second type of stress, mm-hmm. which, and we're much more familiar with that,
right.
of course.
Right.
And it is an interesting.
Yeah.
That we all recognize distress,
right?
But none of us recognize eustress because
yeah.
we tend to focus on the negative,
right? And it makes me think of, and we should start. And this is just coming to me now. We should put this in our workshops on stress because that's the inverted U, right?
That's right.
That there's
and he talks about that
as you have if you have absolutely no stress at all. Your performance in production is very poor.
It's low.
Because
mm-hmm.
there's no motivation,
engagement.
To do, right?
mm-hmm.
As your stress increases, your
right.
performance is going to
that's
increase.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's your eustress
right.
there. Until you reach
reach asymptote,
right.
the top.
Right.
And then the stress results in a diminishing.
Decrease.
There's a
right.
diminishing return because
right.
there's too much stress.
Right.
I taught that the other night. We were
mm-hmm.
discussing, that's called the Yerkes-Dodson
right.
law, and we talked about that in class. Now I have a name for it.
Yeah.
Because on the left side of the inverted U is eustress.
Right.
Until you get to the peak.
Right.
And then you get diminishing returns.
Right, which
yeah.
is the distress
right.
side.
Right.
So, yeah.
So either, but even eustress, too much eustress
right.
will produce diminishing returns.
Right.
Right.
So we have those two types of stress, eustress and de-stress, distress.
And the other thing I like about thinking of eustress and distress is, like so many things, it's on a continuum.
Right.
You're not always going to be happy. You're not always
right.
going to feel good. You're going to be somewhere on that spectrum
mm-hmm.
between
mm-hmm.
eustress and distress. And don't sweat that.
Right.
I mean, that's I think, is the message. Is
yeah.
it? Good days and bad days, and some days you have more enthusiasm than other days.
Mm-hmm.
At least most of us function that way. So if you have a little distress, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it accept it
right.
and deal with it as it comes along.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So they offer here...
And he offers...
A few,
mm-hmm.
three ideas, strategies
right.
that you can incorporate in your day to help
mm-hmm.
improve that.
I love the first one.
Building your restoration and recovery asset. It's good stuff.
Man.
Good stuff. So we're talking about sleeping. We're talking about eating healthy. We're talking
right.
about exercising. A lot of those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're doing with that is we're building our ability to recover.
That's right.
From the stress.
And later in the week, we're
mm-hmm.
going to talk about the idea that you can't work.
Right.
You can't work and work and work and work because
mm-hmm.
that's going to create... diminishing returns.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You have to reach. Stephen Covey
mm-hmm.
talks about sharpening your saw.
Right.
Okay. In his book, Seven Habits. And sharpening your saw is you have to set time aside to re-energize,
mm-hmm.
to restore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Number two is sitting less, standing more, and moving often. And there's your exercise.
I'm doing
right?
that
There's
one.
Your physical stuff, right? Absolutely.
I'm going to start doing... these were like he was talking to me.
Yeah.
He was whispering in my ear.
Yeah.
Or hitting me over the head.
Right.
But that's one that I really want to do because it's how I work anyway. I
right.
have a hard time. You do
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get up and
yeah.
move around every once in a while.
Yeah.
And he said, that's okay.
Yeah.
Moving around, don't sit as much. Get
yeah.
up and move around.
So he says, aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise and 10,000 steps in your overall day.
Right. So. Does your Apple Watch count steps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. And the third thing here is lifting your spirits.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so simple.
Right.
But how many of us really do that? How many of us actually do things to intentionally lift our spirits and make
mm-hmm.
us feel better?
Right.
Far too few is
right.
the answer to that question.
But you know how we felt? As the holidays are approaching,
right?
You know, most of us working last week, we're looking forward to next week, mm-hmm. and most of us are going to get a little time off. Mm-hmm. I don't think retailers might not,
right?
But most of us, and it just makes you feel a little bit better mm-hmm. knowing that you get a little bit of a break.
Right.
Well, we don't have a holiday. We don't. Some religions do. We don't have mm-hmm. a holiday every weekend,
right?
Or every week. So you have to create your own
right
spirit. Lifting events.
Right, okay? right.
And so you have to decide, what will it take to make me a little bit happier and build that into your life?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And you'll be all the better for it,
absolutely.
You know, because it's going to, you know, we've talked before, you know, a year ago, we talked mm-hmm. about, you know, rest, restoration, restoring, mm-hmm. rejuvenating, all the re's that we need to be doing. And this is, you know, lifting your spirit is really a way to rejuvenate and recharge your batteries.
You know, our coworkers listen to these podcasts.
Yeah.
What are they going to say to us after they hear this one?
They're going to say, guilty, you guys need charged. To work more.
No, they're going to say, do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
No, they're going to chide us about this one.
Sure.
They're going to be after us. They're going to say, you guys don't leave enough time.
Yeah.
I think we do.
I think so.
I'm getting better at it. You do because of soccer.
Yeah.
That's your break, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to learn how to do some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Point taken.
And this sort of leads into the announcements that we've been doing over the last couple of weeks, and that is the idea of us getting some assistance.
Right.
You know,
we are trying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anything else with this before we go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, check
out the... I want people to read this one, though, because this is really good advice here.
Check out the article. The link is in the show notes. And you know, look for Duncan's book and some of the things that he talks about, because it's really helpful. So, but, again, the announcements we've been making is that you can now check out our Patreon page. We're working on some of the final... artwork and everything, just to kind of doll it up a little bit, but let's see. But you know, in the meantime, we didn't want to delay getting it out there for those of you who may be interesting, willing, and able to help out in any way you can. Patreon is a way that you can, you know, those of you who enjoy the podcast and feel inspired, perhaps, and have the means, that you can donate anything, whatever amount you can, to help us do more. We are looking for some help, because we do spend a significant amount of time doing our podcasts and some of the other things that we want to do, bring you much more information, more workshops, more courses, and some of those kinds of things, and this is a way to help fund that, so that you know, we've looked at different types of different ways to advertise and all of that, and all of those seem not us.
Right.
So it doesn't fit for a lot of the things that we're doing. And so we thought we would try Patreon as a way for those of you who enjoy what we're doing to contribute and do it, whatever you can, if you can, to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is up and running. The link is in the show notes, but it's patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown.
Right.
Also, you know, share us with other people, you know, write a review, rate us on iTunes, you know, share our link on iTunes or YouTube or anywhere that you find us, so that other people can get involved and talk about it.
Tell others where to find us, and tell others we would love to hear from them.
Yeah, we've gotten a few reviews recently, which are fantastic.
That's great.
I've really enjoyed interacting with some of you on YouTube. People are writing comments and asking questions, and, you know, keep that up. Keep doing that. Linked to Patreon, once you become a Patreon supporter, then we have Discord up. I'll have to show Dr. Marshall how to use that. But
you,
we have Discord
you don't
up,
have
which
to.
That's true. I don't have to.
Right.
But that's going to be another forum where you can get involved and ask questions and be involved with what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so more of that to come.
Right.
So. All right, that's it.
That's it.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.